You're listening to Real World News, Food Sovereignty and GMO.
Scientist and researcher of the region of Valle del Cauca, Juan Manuel Garcés, is a member of the Latin American Center of Perspective and Strategy. His participation in the formal meeting between the International Mission of Verification on Agrofuels in Colombia and the local environmental authority set a clear relation of forces to explain the agrofuel boom related with the U.S. military plans in Colombia. The problems faced by the U.S. and the Middle East to get their fuel has led to a brutal crackdown in the south of Latin America, especially in Valle del Cauca, Colombia, with devastating effects on nature, the local communities, and the economy. In an interview with Real World Radio, Garcés talked about this. He said, quote, "There is a link between the Plan Colombia, the U.S. international policy, Alboriva's government, and agrofuels. The alliance with the local oligarchies is necessary to make this work. Also, massacres to populations by the paramilitary take place in regions rich in sugarcane and palm oil plantations, enabling for the narco-military to occupy lands left by the people displaced to plant more agrofuels. Two decades ago, one of the paramilitary groups was celebrating the purchase of its 180th hectare, and so far there have been many deaths, dirty war, and narco dollars. The state institutions in charge of watching the enforcement of the environmental rules do not act in the region, but they leave an empty space that is occupied by the forces supporting the agrofuels business, which, in the case of Colombia, are concentrated in a small group of businessmen. This becomes a life-or-death issue, and the bureaucracies take no stand," Garcés says. He claims the Colombian state is accomplice of the violations of the community's rights and are forced to leave their lands to let the refinery business go on. He said there is scientific evidence that shows, for instance, the effects that the intensive use of glyphosate herbicide has on stem cells. The consequence is the increase of cases of malformations, tumors, allergies, and other unidentified damages. The problems are unheard of. We need a socio-environmental authority with a systematic approach, but all that with real guarantees from the state institutions. He believes the presence of an international mission in the territories has a huge political and social weight, and it is the only way to favor policies to change this reality, as Colombia, without foreign intervention, does not change anything, and we might all get killed here.
You're listening to Real World News.